see Mishin Chav Hey. Sif Yud, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Chav Hey, page 318. So, the Ramah said, even though really you should be Machmer, but a person who's Mekel, the Tzarech Shabbos, V'shas Adchak, you can't be Moich against him. Because Shavuos to Shavuos, Mekel Tzarech, there's an argument that maybe it's okay. So we can't be Moich against those which are Mekel, even though really you should not be Mekel. Because normally it's only really Mutter for Tzarech Gadol. Or the Bar Mitzvah Gemurah. Well, Kabbalah leads to most than Yehudi, I'll say, but you can't hire the goy. That's more chomer. And the Jew should not be involved. The issue over here was a tzor. So the Jew should not be involved in the process at all. Because otherwise, you have a problem. The Jew did the kira, the Jew did the hanach, which is a problem. So it's mutter the Tzarech Shabbos. It's something which there is some level of use or need for it on Shabbos to drink something, etc. It's a little bit of a dechik. So you don't have some fruit, that's not the end of the world. That even this sheet, which is mekel, you can't do. But even though he for him it's Anik Shabbos, but that's not considered a real need, or even a semi-real need. Therefore, it's improper what people do, that they send Migdanos, some type of fancy foods, in honor of their guests or the chosin, and they send the goy to take it beyond the tchum to deliver it, because there's no need over there at all. So the correct the Tzarech Shabbos u'b'shas atzak doesn't mean you need both. It means either the vav over here is a vav, not the vav of mechaber. But the vav ha-mechalik. Okay. Sif Yud Aleph. Look at any Yehudi asadim l'tzarech behemto. So the same way we had a case where the goy drew water for the goy's behema, and now the Jew wants to use the water afterwards. We could have a similar type of case where the goy went and cut down some straw, some hay, to feed his animal. And now the question is, can the Jew use the remainder? Imenu makiroi. So the same rule. If the goy is not familiar with the Jew, and there's no concern that the goy would therefore do the Jew a favor and cut extra for the Jew. So Michael Akrav Yisrael. So the Jew can allow his animal to eat. Now, how does a Jew do that? How does a Jew get there? It's muksa, so he can't pick it up. Asha'imid b'fanel, so the Jew sort of hems the animal in such a way, b'inyan, shlatuchal lintos ela derech sham, that the animal will therefore be forced to go to where the straw is, where the hay is, and he'll eat it. Dila l'hamidam aleim aser, but to actually bring the animal directly there, can't do that. Chashin Hashem yitul b'yodah b'yachilena v'hei muksim, that the Jew might actually pick up the hay and feed it to his animal. And hey, please. You can stop that? Yeah? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we're afraid the Jew will pick it up, and since the beginning of Shabbos it was attached, so it's considered muksa. So the Jew has not allowed to pick it up because it's muksa. Aval, imakiroi is also, but in the case where the Jew and the non-Jew are familiar, so we're afraid if the non-Jew realizes that the Jew wants to feed his animal afterwards, he's going to pick extra for the Jew. And this is a general rule which we're seeing, which applies to any malacha where it's possible that the goy will do extra for the Jew, so the Jew is not allowed to use it. So we have the Morse as a rule, ner lechel ner lemeya. Layered by the ship docked and the gangplank was broken, so he made a ramp to disembark from the ship, so the Jew can use it also, because you don't need he makes one ramp, that's all you need. He made it for himself. So Shebener Echad, Bekevish Echad, Yaspik Lakala, Filo Makiramut. So there's no extra work that the goy is doing, seemingly the goy is having in mind for himself and for the Jew, doesn't make a difference. Because since he's having in mind for himself, it's mutter. Okay. Mr. Brewer, Samach Ta'al, the Sarkha Hemta. So the Mr. Brewer, but according to the opinion which said which he had before, that if the Jew can find a way to get it without the goy doing the malacha, then the goy doing the malacha doesn't make it aser. So since the Jew is able to, in the case before, the Jew is going to, a person is agile enough to go inside the bore and take out and drink the water there. So everyone, even when the goy pulls the water out from Meshusa Yochid, Meshusa Rab, which is Melacha Daraisa, since there was no real need for the Jew, the Jew had a way of getting it anyway. So the Jew, it's mutter v'ano for the Jew. So we're also the owner of the animal has a right to let his animal graze on the mechubra which is there and eat it. So the fact that the goy cut it off doesn't make it any more any. It was totally accessible before, according to that opinion. So, according to Yeshmekilim, after Litzim the Zarap Emes Yisrael, Motu Kiman Shiachal Lechem Bilchubra, then I could eat it from where it's attached. So, the guy cutting it off didn't do anything for the Yisrael. Imloy Shoya Be'evra Nor Shin Yachal Lechem Shem. Unless this field that we're talking about, the animal couldn't get access to because it was across the river. Or it was small. The items were small enough that when it's mechuber, it's not worth it for the animal to go through the tircha. I'll share poskim lechulka. Was that? Vikir kamoisim mechanal. But that's all according to the opinion that we're makel. Because the Jew could have gotten it in a form of heter. So we also, the Jew could have gotten it in a form of heter. But the poskim would disagree, like we said before, that the Ikar Psak is not like that opinion, and that it's also for the Jew, when they're going to the Malach, even though the Jew could have done it himself, got it in himself. Achim Hubash has a tzak. The Jew doesn't have what to feed his animal. So that situation, the Jew can rely on the opinion of the Yeshmekilim. And he can turn around and tell the goy that the goy should give it to the Jewish animal. Even if the goy picked it, the Tzarich Yisrael, because we said, according to that opinion we said before, the Yisrael's a lot of benefit because the goy's picking doesn't really do too much for the Jew, because he could have gotten it anyway. Over here, the animal could have gotten it anyway. Can be Miller and Yuri Maim and Anor, the Malkam Shechal, the Behemel, the Yatza, Leila, the Chalishtas, Behemel Maim, and Kerem, Litton Law. So the same story regards to the water. Oh, we got the Shemila and Yehuda Bashil Yisrael is mutter. Okay. So the Mishnah Rav Olam Rav Yehudi. This is all talking about if the guy did it, you're allowed to benefit from it. We're discussing the Hanoi issue. Now, I mean, can I ask the guy to do it? To push on that. Pulling your nose, the Habi Malach of the Raisa. So the fact that I can get it somewhere else is irrelevant because it's not the issue. The issue is over here, I'm making him like my Shliach to do something for me, which is also. Can remember that in Yehudi Lamalas Mayim in Abor, Shushu Sayachel Shusar Habim. Similarly, the case before, asking the goy to draw the water, asking him to draw the water from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is also, B'cholinyan is also. Acham Sama Bor, Hum Karmelis, Matar Shalom B'chol Sama Beis, Adin Nehuri, Mishim Tzar B'lechaim. But in the case where you're talking about taking from a boar which is Rosh Hashanah to the area around it, which is a Karmelis, so he's going to argue that the chayot was matter in klach some beis like any yehudi mishum tzarbat lechaim. So the animal doesn't have what to drink. So we'll use this water. But that's matter that the basic need of the animal is to get some liquid in, but not bring it there multiple times. But if a Jew would do the malacha, that's more chomer. Okay. In the Sharetzion and Sama Gimel, because of Shom Bechayot, the Ein LeBehema Shum Davar Lecha. There's nothing to eat. Lo Shibul Shul, Lo Shad Tvu. Doesn't have any oats. Doesn't have anything else. Say Limchus Beelo Shomer Len Yuri Liksar Asavim. So those who ask the goy to go cut, we cannot answer them. First of all, the mutter shi'u shagin, it's better than people should, if we know they're not going to listen, we'd rather leave them as a shagin than as a mazin. So just don't do anything. V'oid, mishum tzarba lechayim. And there's also tzarba lechayim, so the animal doesn't have what to eat, it's going to be tzarba lechayim. So, v'rming matter, this is the rabbonin of Amir la'akum, adam lach of the rice. But the issur is, the Amir is the rabbonin, v'rming matter, this is the rabbonin, because it's tzarba lechayim. Okay. Im efshal hasik shmer l'shul, but if oats are available, alpha p shesarch lefazer harbi. I mean, it's quite expensive. That's you got to do. Feel shesarch and yehuda l'avi and derech shesarabim shalonu. Even the guy is going to have to transport it through our Shazam nowadays, which we assume Allah has done it for Surab.
What we assume.
Okay, so I have a choice between asking him to bring Shibur Lashul, which is available, which already been cut, which is more expensive, and he's going to have to do Hitzah through our Shazam of nowadays, which we saw multiple times, is not called Shazam. Or ask him to go cut new. I'd rather give the animal hay much cheaper than giving it the grain, the oats. So I want an excuse to ask the goy to cut. Well, very expensive, and anyway, he's going to have to carry the grain through a caramel, a shesarabim bezman hazeh, which is according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Rambam, the Taz, that's not considered a shesarabim. It doesn't have 600,000 people. Someone have to ask him to do something. So I should argue, well, you know, might as well ask him to do ksira, and I'll save myself a lot of money. So that you can't do. Also, learn elixir. Also, learn elixir. Something to shvus gomer. Because carrying a bisman is there is a shvus to shvus, and cutting is a shvus, is only one shvus. Okay.
Is there some limit on the amount of money, like it would be for us, Eidor Eisa?
Is there a limit?
More theoretical question than a practical question.
Well, I mean, we're dealing with an Isser Durabonin.
Right.
So, does it did of this? By Lois, I say, normally you say everything.
Right.
Shaila is what you do by an Isser Durabonin. I don't know. I don't recall.
I say everything what by a lot.
You have to spend all your money.
What?
To spend all your money not to be over in a lot, says. Fine. So the benefiting from the muks is not a problem, nor is it, i.e., giving the animal to eat. That's not the problem. The problem is, but we're afraid he might pick it up and handle the muks. So you say, don't directly bring the animal to where it is, but rather sort of direct the animal towards there. Then he says, but if he's makiro, he's usher, the Jew cannot benefit afterwards from the leftovers. Because afraid the goy will be marbet v'yishuloi. Mishadu makar v'masha da'af im shol b'yifnei Yisrael. Yisrael liket. So if Bisham of the Jew is there, and the goy is doing it in the presence of the Jew, we say, you know, he sees the Jew there, he's makiro, he's familiar with the Jew, and they know each other. So he might do a little bit extra for the Jew. You know, if the Jew's not there, so why are we chashish? He might do extra for the Jew. But that's where he's been medayik. It's still usher. B'chein posel kama achronim. They pass into that's true. He brings a tazi, a rabba, and a grah. But even if the Jew's not there, but talking about a case where the guy is aware that the Jew has a need. So then we're afraid that God is going to do extra for the Jew. That's where, but if the guy doesn't know the Jew needs anything, he's not aware of the Jew, that he's here and that he has needs. So there's no chashash. Now the Shmur takes a step weiter. So we're saying, even if the Jew wasn't there, only if the guy knew about it. The Jew wasn't there and the guy didn't know about it. And the guy did it. So we said, listen, what are you worried about? Still the Jew can't benefit. Also, we're not afraid that he's going to go now and cut some special for the Jew. But we are afraid, but I'm sort of like training him in to do this for me in the future as well. So if we're going to allow it, it's going to create the wrong message. So therefore, we said no. But since the Maisa, there's an argument, meeker than its mutter, it's just like this Gzeira Otu. The Shabbos Abua, so if the case of the Tzarek, you could make it. So it's Osir. A case of Makir is Osir. But Hainu Rak Ar-Ere, Vein Tzarek Lahamtin B'chtei Shei Osir. Because Be'etzem, the Goy did not do extra for the Jew. We're saying if we allow the Jew to benefit, the guy might be motivated to do some extra for the Jew. The Maisa, We do not allow it. The guy's not motivated, and he didn't do extra. So we're going to answer it on Shabbos. It wasn't a case of a malacha, which a guy did for a Jew that has we have an Isser, but they should also after Shabbos. The guy didn't do it for the Jew. So on Shabbos, where the Gzeira is relevant, they're afraid that the guy might do extra if he sees the Jews get a benefit afterwards. But they say the guy might do extra because the Jew, that's what the Jew will have on Motzei Shabbos. That's too right of a chashash.
Too much.
Then he said, in a case of Ner Lecha, Ner Lemeya, or Kevish, Lecha, Kevish Lemeya, so it's Mutter. Daf the servant of the last Mishum Shabbos Cheris. So we just said before that the Tzumah say that even though right now there's no chashash, but chashash is what will be in the future. So why should we allow the goy to light the nair and let the Jew benefit? Because nair lecha nair lemeya. Maybe next time the goy has no need and he'll still do it for the Jew, or that the goy will have no need to build the kevish because he's staying on the boat, whatever it is, but the Jew needs it, and since he's in my care, he might do it for the Jew. So let's make this gzeira. No. That means we're worried about he might just do it for the Jew. The doctor, whatever, but the chashash he might do for the Jew only, that's not a chashash. So these things are, there's no chashash right now, because the one nair works. Elamai, what he might in the future one time do the nair for the Jew only, we didn't make that clear. Okay. Fine. Sip your base. I'll be saying Makira, I remember Beferish the Tzarek Yisrael Ha'oisa. If the goy says explicitly he's doing it for a Jew, I feel that Imanu Me'er Mekain, even if he doesn't say it explicitly, but Umasa Machichin Shal Tzarek Yisrael Ha'oisa, but it's obvious from the way he's functioning that his focus is not to keep it for himself, it's to give it to the Jew.
It's for a particular Jew.
For a particular Jew. Kanshilik never makes Yisrael, Be'bay Shal Yisrael Boy. So the goy lit the nair and then left. So he looks like he didn't light it for himself because right after he lit it, he left. So it's that indicates that his kavana was for the needs of the Jew who's sitting there. So then also the Jew can't benefit. Someone has to remember. Ferish was learned. Also, afilu im mishtamish mitchila b'atzvagam kein kileil b'sefav. Even though the goy did it for both. And he did actually use it himself first, but since he had kavanah for the Jew as well, so that's also.
What?
What did you understand?
The guy do for himself.
Whatever the malach is, saying over here, if the guy says explicitly he's doing it for the Jew, even though the guy himself is also benefiting. Even if he's benefiting first, but if he said he's explicitly doing it for a Jew, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. Or it's obvious from the situation. How is that? He lit a nair and he left immediately. He never used the nair. Something over here that if the goy didn't leave, which indicates that he's doing it just for the Jew. He's staying, maybe he's doing it for himself. The Jew doesn't have to wait till the guy uses it first for the Jew to then use it. So I don't know who I lit it for. I'll see when he uses it for himself, and I'll know that he did it for himself. No, we have a right to assume he did it for himself. Even though he hasn't used it yet, probably lit it, that he plans to use it eventually. What was that about? Yeah. Okay. Yud Gimel. Im liket en Yehudim behechol behemes Yisrael en tzarech limchus b'yod lefisha al imrogo b'kach tzarech limchus. So if it happens, occasionally, you don't. Once he's doing it already, you don't have to stop him. Because the issue is for the Jew to bring, allow his behemoth to do it, as it were. Once the goy is doing it, the goy is doing that part of the issur himself as well. I know. In terms of Yodah, the Milaket Olahachel Behemto, Kimashen Oisizeh Betzibi Yisrael Elamiyatzu. He's doing it on his own. Doing it on Daita Dinavshay. Rinandel I, the Jew can't benefit. So Mitzad the Malacha, I get it. He's doing it that Tel Avshay not Al Das Yisrael. But the Maaseh is an issur of the Jew benefiting. His kavano even wasn't to, it was not to benefit the Jew. His kavano was to do business. Kill come on some shall be deal valid sif failing in the lake she turn this be in hoodie bob and out the covers. If the guy comes to put out the fire, the Jew does not have to stop him. I shake him sif you all so you sell the out some macho. That's on a case where the Jew is not feeding, the guy is feeding over there. It's also kimen kimish the hand be die. He's actively taking the benefit. That's a problem. Or if the guy picked for himself, but then the Jew asked him to do it, and he said he's doing it for the Jew, so then it's a problem. He's actively being Michael. I want to explain more in a second. Let's finish off the Mishra and the Sif. But his Ragel is also to do this. Because once you become Ragel, it becomes like a game, and that's not acceptable. Okay, so his point that he's saying in Sivkat Nayan Aleph, the goy went on his own, he picked the items and he fed the items to the behemoth Israel, so should he intervene and stop it? She's saying, I don't have to, because the mice of the goy is totally doing it for his own purposes. The Jews benefited. The benefit is happening sort of memela, since the animal had food. Memela, I don't have to feed it, so I saved on the benefit. So that type of benefit is somewhat of an indirect hanoah. So that's fine. But over here, if the Jew is Michael, he's actively taking that which the goy has picked and giving it to his animal. So he's been Michael b'yadayim. So that's a much stronger level of hanoah. He's being the hanah b'yadayim, and that's also. Okay. Test Vav. I'm sorry, Yudalit. Also, in Yehudi, Beshabbos, Oren, a kever la'atzma. So the guy built a kever, or dug a kever, the guy built an Oren to bury himself in. So what did Yisrael Likra by? It turned out that the mice said that the goy didn't die, now a Jew dies, so the Jew can use the grave. If you yourself show yourself, however, the goy dug the hole for the purpose of the Jew, well, you cover by, so the Jew cannot use that grave, that spot, alamis, forever. So this is more chomer than we had before. This is also forever. So Mishabur is going to say the issue over here, if it comes in this with the Prehestia, This is done like a public situation where the goy is doing this act for the Jew, and that's everybody seeing that. So if we're going to allow it, people were really, you know, start being very makel on these things. So he said it's also. This is only a problem that with the kever is in a very public situation. So therefore, when it comes to the issue of the kever, it's obvious to people that he's doing that he did it for the Yisrael and Shabbos, or va'arun al gabav, and the Oren is there as well. So again, so it's, this is where it is. So people will put two and two together and chap what's going on. Everybody knows that this is done for the Jew, which that's also to do. But if it's not public, so it's not also elomis or ever. It's also like every other case of malacha. So after Shabbos, b'chay sheyosu. And the filo kishuba for and also ella loisa yisrael shanasa bishuloi. It's not also for all Jews. It's also for that specific Jew who it was made improperly for. Dimensions were proper. The act of way it was made was improper. Avishol afra mutter. Vushayamtim mechtei sheyosa. But since the malacha was done on Shabbos, he has to wait mechtei sheyosa. Okay. Ayin Gimel. Olamis. So it's covered. You cover what you saw. Olamis. Oh my God! The Chomel Loch Shenasa Beisur Yisrael. And also Bekleish Yosse. They didn't ask for Olamis. They only asked a short period of time after Shabbos. Bekleish Yosse. Hachadu Milsa for Hesya Kilakamei. It's Beir Bechacham in Tzvei. Since this is a very public display. So, chomer mor machmer. Udim mechomil the frehes yeshanasa b'shul Yisrael also lomis. So this is not a limited case. This is going to be an expansive case. You can find all the similar scenarios where it's something which is well known publicly, and it's done for the Jew. So it was now it's well known that it was done for a Jew. So that we have to ask a lomis. Magan Ram. Al Madibrat has Bashem Aran, Masha the Dafka Hochik Miru, Chacham Lester Alamis. Shim the Ganayu, the Yisrael, she covered by Kevers, Mapusha, Mashay's Kabla by Shabbos Bishulai. He's being buried in a cavern which was, there was Kibble Shabbos involved in it. So that's why they said it's also Alamis, because of the covet of the Nifter. Al-Bashar Malachis, but any other Malacha, L'chogavni, and also Rach B'tei Sheyosef, there's never a case of Elomis, any other Malacha, K'ayin L'Sev, Simen Tavrei, Samach Dalet, K'adibri Haran, Matzosi Oed, B'kam HaRishonim, but this opinion of the Ran, that, one second. Well, can the Hakmer base it Tzarech? So, what is he saying? The mice over here. So, the element of Ganai is not as significant by anything else as it is by case of Kever, which are the Jews buried in this thing which Chil Shabbos was involved in it every day, you know, till he decomposes. It's insulting to the mace.
How does the first shita work? If it's really just a basic din of it's us if you lose it, the person is mace. So the Easter isn't on him. So if it's on the community or the family, but it wasn't done for them, it was done for him. So I don't know how to put it together.
Well, that okay, that's an interesting question. The responsibility of burying the nifter is in the hands of the yorish. So that would be called being made.
So it was always made for the yorish, essentially.
Right. Saying so. Right. But the mice, according to this explanation, we hear the problem is because the milsa for hesia. So, even though the nifter, the one who's really benefiting is that the problem over here is the for hesia shabbat.
It's a good night. You should like sort of follow that better, right? Then it's a good night for a person to be buried in place of the whole shabbos.
Right.
But in the first place, you really need the. In fact, it's for his bishvilo. It's totally for his bishvilo.
Right, they're saying so. The person was made for it can't be buried in it.
Right.
Then the mechaber added frisalach is mutter, but you need b'leisha yosu. Rav gav the la'achel lo shaych lemizur shemir yermel leni huri b'shabbos lasos kreishi muchan motzi shabbos. The goy does it for Reuven, so Reuven has a relationship. The Reuven might ask, so we're worried about that. Now Beryl wants to come along and say, "Oh, Beryl, don't, because you might come to ask the goy, and the goy might do it for you." And like, I don't know the goy doesn't like me. So come walk him like he'll come with other shenasses with malacha gemura b'shul yisav with loy plug. They asked it b'chayshi also every for everybody. Without the bchol malacha shenasi b'shul yisav, the meaning of the sarach laham b'chayshi also. Feeling marmalo letting huri shiasa v'uroi. Avdav b'disur b'zeh filo hachi. Instead laham t'mid the moshavas raka k'dayshi also mishum shol yehenam malacha shabbos uliyosu. We didn't give a knas for more when the Jew explicitly asked. We could have thought that we should give the Jew a greater knas. And say no. It's even longer than it. Also, we didn't do that. Okay. Tesuov. Any of the shehebi b'shabbes chalilin here's clean nigan chalulim shekarlam ma'ar rabechi. So it was like a recorder. So he brought these recorders, which they used to play like a dirge, Mishas Hesped, Lisbud Behem Yisrael. So if the Goy brought it on Shabbos for the purpose of a Levaya of a Jew for after Shabbos, Lisbud Behem Loihu B'lo Acherim, Ashiyamtim Le'erev Le'Sheyavoyu Mimokim Korv. So they can't use it in the Hesped until the time lapse has been enough that theoretically the guy could have retrieved it and brought it from a close place. Mishmur is going to discuss mitrusatchum. It means mitrusatchum. The question is, why only Malcolm Korb? Why don't we ask where he came from? Now. And if we know for sure where they came from, so then we would have to gauge it based on where they came from. But if we don't know, we say it came from somewhere, I can deal with the closest place. Once it's mutter, even for the person who was brought for. If there's no malacha deraisa involved, so then you're dealing with the problem of that it was just brought mechutz l'tchum. So mitzad the iser of mechutz l'tchum or the iser of karmelis, we didn't ask the masi shabbos with eshe yosu.
You're talking about flutes,
chalilim, yeah. Let's see Tazayin. I'm going to leave the Shabbat for tomorrow. Savak im huvu michus etchum or mitoich etchum. Choshen shema michus etchum huvu. So we're choshen over here. So we say we're machmer because of the Dabar Sheshel Matirin. I'm assuming that's the argument. Okay. Let's hold it here.